In a one-year period between 2020 and 2021, more than 100,000 people died of drug overdose in the United States. That is more than double the fatalities from a decade ago. More people die from overdoses than from gunshots or car crashes. Now, the majority of deaths involve a synthetic opioid like fentanyl. And today, a new report looks at the scope of the problem and what the government can do about it. It is from the Federal Commission on Combating Synthetic Opioid Trafficking. And joining us now is WBR's Martha Biebinger. Martha, welcome.
Glad to be here.
The synthetic opioid fentanyl, it is 50 times more potent than heroin. How have these synthetic opioids made it into our illicit drug supply?
Well, it's really all about ease and price. Scott, heroin comes from poppy plants that grow seasonally. And whether there's a good or bad harvest depends on the weather. You know, they're often harvested by hand. It's very time consuming. Fentanyl is a brew of chemicals that can be produced by relatively few people in labs that can run 24 hours a day. So it's easier for drug makers to control the production of fentanyl or versions of it. And that's largely why fentanyl has replaced heroin.
Yeah. And where is it showing up? I imagine people may not know if it's perhaps mixed into recreational drugs or showing up in counterfeit pills.
Right. It's super scary. So we talk about the opioid crisis, but fentanyl is a key reason that what we really have is a broader drug overdose crisis, because fentanyl is now in pills that look like those to treat ADHD or anxiety. It's in Molly and the other party drugs. It's in crack and cocaine. And many people have no idea they are ingesting this powerful opioid. So if they overdose alone and they don't have naloxone, nobody's around with naloxone, nobody can call 911, that's when people are dying of an overdose.
Now, because these synthetic opioids are so potent and a little bit goes a long way, I imagine it makes it easier for drug traffickers to process it, get it into the country, and distribute it.
Yes, the report talks about this amount, about how easy it is for dealers to bring in small amounts, how easy it is to hide them or send them through the mail. Here's one example from the report that might give you a useful comparison.
Yeah.
It took 3 to 5 metric tons of fentanyl sent in maybe small parcels or carried across the border to satisfy the U.S. market in 2016, as compared to 145 tons of cocaine. So it's a lot easier to detect large volumes of things coming in than small.
Yeah, yeah. And as you're describing, this is a very efficient supply chain, I guess, business model, as it were. The report
right.
describes the, you know, Chinese providing raw materials to powerful Mexican cartels that manufacture and send it across the southern border of the U.S. Yeah, I mean, this is a very, I don't know, reliable business here?
Yeah, I mean, it's working too well, and the commission report acknowledges that. They suggest some ways to intervene, like targeted efforts to disrupt some of those chemical manufacturers in China or India, or maybe targeted efforts to slow the money laundering operations that really fuel the Mexican drug cartels. But Bryce Pardo, who's an investigator at the RAND Corporation and worked on the report, says it will be very hard to affect the supply of fentanyl that's coming in.
Ultimately, the commission realized that this is going to be a much trickier problem to solve through the supply-side lens and needed to really boost more of the responses on the demand side.
Well, Martha, let's talk about the demand side. There are some 3 million Americans living with opioid use disorder, millions more in recovery. This affects a lot of people. So what does the report suggest can be done to get more people into treatment, more people into recovery?
There's a call for easier access to the medications that can help wean people off of an addiction and help them manage their disease. There's also a recognition that the country needs to do more of what's known as harm reduction. That's to keep people alive until they're ready to treatment. Things like naloxone, that drug that can reverse an overdose, or fentanyl test strips so that drug users can check to see if there's fentanyl in the powder or pills that they buy. The advocates pressing for supervised consumption sites where drug users might be monitored to be sure that they don't die while using, they're going to be disappointed that this report does not urge the adoption of these spaces. But the report does talk a lot about prevention and the need for more mental health care so that people don't get to the point of seeking drugs to numb emotional pain.
Yeah, and very quickly, Martha, any sense that this report will spur real action?
It's a bipartisan report. There's a lot of common ground on the need to tackle the opioid overdose crisis, especially because it's costing the economy about $1 trillion a year. So while there isn't any firm agreement on what to do, this report could provide maybe a nudge or some political cover for both Democrats and Republicans.
Martha Biebinger is a reporter at member station WBUR. Martha, thank you.
Thank you so much.